Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now starting Bezes Hashem, the Mishnah on Daf Amud Beis Amud Aleph, which begins to discuss the brachos of Malchus, Echinus, and Chafis. But before we start the actual Mishnah, I would like to talk a little bit about the chiyuv of Malchus, Echinus, and Chafis. We find in Rashi and Parshas Emor, in Kapitel Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Talit, the Rashi explains that the Pasuk says, "Da'aber el b'nei Yisalem v'chidash hashvi b'echad v'chidash yilachem shabasein zichrein truah mikra kodesh." Rashi explains that the Pasuk says zichrein truah is referring to zichrein psukei zichrein is psukei shayfreis. From Rashi one sees, as the Ramban is medayik, that the chiyuv of psukei zichrein is psukei shayfreis is a chiyuv deraisa. From the Pasuk of Zichron Truah, we learn out that there is a chiyuv to be mazkir psukei zechreinus or psukei shayfres. And so too we find in the Sefer Yom Truah, that the Yom Truah is medayik in our Gemara, that the chiyuv of malchias, zechreinus, and shayfres is a chiyuv minatayra. The Yom Truah is medayik. Our Gemara is coming to explain that Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah, Amor Rabbi Kiva, meinit keo malchias amu mazkir. On that, the Gemara asks, "Vamu masker achmana amiritker." So from here, the Yom Truah is medayik. From that the Gemara says, "Achmana amar itker," that the chiyuv to masker malchias achinus and shayfres is a chiyuv of rachmana, is a chiyuv medayisa. The Ramban on this pasuk, and so too we find in the Ramban in his drashas or Rosh Hashanah, argues in Rashi. And the Ramban says that the chiyuv is only a chiyuv d'rabbanan. That we find in our Gemara, that the Gemara says, Rachmana Amar Itker. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs and Shirish Aleph explains that we find the lashon of Rachmana Amar even by chiyuv d'rabbanan. So again, we have a tremendous machlekes harishenim. If the chiyuv of Malchus, Echinus, and Shefres is a chiyuv natera, or the chiyuv of Malchus, Echinus, and Shefres is only a chiyuv d'rabbanan. Ramban asks on Rashi, how can one say that the chiyuv to masker Malchus, Echinus, and Shefres is a chiyuv d'raisa? L'chira, there is a mefurish gemara weiter on the famadar on the base that the gemara says that if one has two cities, in one city they're taken, in the other city, them revarchim. Which city should he go to? He can only go to one city. Which city should he go to? It says the halach is hochen u'makim shetekim vein hochen u'makim shemavarchim. One goes to the makim in which they are tekeya, and one does not go to the makim shemavarchim. On that thing, Mori asks pshita, ha deraisa, ha derabanan. The mitzvah of shayfer, the mitzvah of tekeya shayfer is a mitzvah deraisa. On the other hand, the mitzvah of brachas is only a mitzvah derabanan. So the Ramban says, from this Gemara one clearly sees that the chiyuv of brachos is only a chiyuv d'rabbanan. That is the kasha of the Ramban on the shita of Rashi. From the kasha of the Ramban on Rashi, one sees that the Ramban understands that according to Rashi, that there is a chiyuv minatayra of malchus, achinus, and shayfres is not only a chiyuv minatayra to mention the psukim of Malchus, Echinus, and Shefres, but rather the Ramban understands, like Rashi, the chiyuv of Malchus, Echinus, and Shefres is a chiyuv of brachos of Malchus, Echinus, and Shefres. And for that reason, the Ramban asks, and how can the Gemara say that Mokim Shemavorchim is only a chiyuv d'Rabban? And according to Rashi, Mokim Shemavorchim Uchira should be a chiyuv Menatera. To answer the Ramban's kasha on Rashi, we find two basic Mahalchim. The Yom Truah says that even though the chiyuv of Malchus, Echinus, and Shefres is Minatera, but since it is not Mefurish Bekra, therefore it is not as Chomer as the mitzvah of Tkiya Shefer, which is Mefurish Bekra. And so too, for that reason, the Gemara refers to the mitzvah of Brachis as a chiyuv d'Rabbanan, because again, since it is not Mefurish Bekra, therefore the Gemara refers to the mitzvah of Brachis as a chiyuv d'Rabbanan. Just like you find in the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs and Shirasheni, that anything that is learnt out from one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shater in the Drashas Behem is referred to in the Gemara as a Derabanan. based on the fact that it is not considered Mefurish Bekra. That is a teretz of the Yom Tshuva. In other Malach, to answer the Rabban's Kasha, we find in the Kibbutz Yeshurun, Chelek Tes, the Afresh Samach base from Rabbi Yaman Pallard. Rabbi Yaman Pallard says the following Mahalach. He says that the Rashi understands that the Chiyuv of Malchias, Echoinus, and Shefers is a Chiyuv of Natera does not mean to say that there is a self-standing Chiyuv to say Brachis and Malchias, Echoinus, and Shefers. But rather, Rashi understands that the Chiyuv of Natera of Malchias, Echoinus, and Shefers is a Chelak of the Mitzvah of Tkiah Shefer. That there is a Chiyuv to have the Tkiah Shofar together with the Brachis of Malchis, Ruchinus, and Shofas Menatera. And for that reason, that there is a Chiv Menatera of Malchis, Ruchinus, and Shofas is only where one actually has Tkiah Shofar. But in the Gemara, on the Famadar on the base, that in the Mokam Shemavarchim, they did not have a Shofar. For that reason, the Gemara refers to Mokam Shemavarchim as a Chiyuv Drabbanon. Because again, since the Chiyuv Menatera Malchus, Echinus, and Shefers is only a Chelak of the Mitzvah of Tkiah Shefer, therefore, in the Mokam Shemavarchim that they did not have a Shefer, over there, the Chiyuv is taka only a Chiyuv Drabbanon. But in a place where one has a Shefer, then the Chiyuv of Malchus, Echinus, and Shefers is a Chiyuv Menatera. That is the teretz of Rabbi Yaman Pallard. Now let's go on to the next shaila, as far as the chiyuv of Malchias, Echinus, and Shefers is concerned. We find a tremendous machlokes harishanim, as far as when is there a chiyuv of Malchias, Echinus, and Shefers. The Balmor, on the Afibes of Me'alef Medapei Arif, says that there is a chiyuv of Malchias, Echinus, and Shefers is not only by Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, but rather the Balmars holds that the Chiyuv of Malchias, Echinus, and Shefers by all the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah. By all Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah, there is a Chiyuv of Malchias, Echinus, and Shefers. As Balmar is Madaik from the Mishnah on a base, that the Mishnah says, Ha'ever lefnei ha'teva b'yantav Rosh Hashanah ha'sheni maskia. And the Mishnah does not say that the sheni is the one that says the Brachis of Malchias, Echinus, and Shefers. From here, the Balmar is medayik that as far as the Chiyuv Malchias, Echinus, and Shefers is concerned, there is no difference between Musaf and all the other Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah. The only difference between Tfilas Shachris and Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is only that by Musaf there are Tkiyas, by Shachris there are no Tkiyas. But as far as the Chiyuv Malchias, Echinus, and Shefers is concerned, there is no chiluk between Musaf and all the rest of the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah. And so too, the Balmor says, the Chayyur one sees from the Gemara in Brachas and Avchav Tes Haman Aleph. The Gemara in Brachas says that there is a Chiyuv of Teisha Brachas and Rosh Hashanah is Kneged Tisha as Karish Omra Chana B'Tfilasa. From the Gemara in Brachas again, the Balmor says that one sees that there is a Chiyuv of Teisha Brachas and Rosh Hashanah independent of Tkiyais and Musaf. And for that reason, the Balmar holds that there is a Chiyuv of Malchias, Echinus, and Shefres for all the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah in order for one to have Teisha Brachas. That is the Shita of the Balmar. Ramban and Mochamas, on the other end, argues. The Ramban says that since the Chiyuv of Malchias, Echinus, and Shefres is connected to the mitzvah of Tkiah Shefer, as the Ramban brings down the Gemara that from Daudam based, that the Gemara says, Omer Rabba, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru, Lefonei, Bereshonim, Malchias, Echinus, Veshefes, Malchias, Kadei Shatam, Lichuni, Aleichem, Zechroinais, Kadei Shavu, Lefonei, Zechroinichem, Ateva, Ubameh, Beshefer. From the Gemara, as the Ramban says, one sees, that Malchias, Echinus, and Shefes is connected to Shefer. And for that reason, the Ramban goes on to say that the Chiyuv Malchias, Echinus, and Shefes is only by Musaf, and the Iker Chiyuv Malchias, Echinus, and Shefres is only by the Tfilah of the Shliach Tzibur, which is the Shita of the Ritz Geis, which is brought down in the Torah in Siman Tavkuf Tzadi Aleph, that the Chiyuv Malchias, Echinus, and Shefres is only by the Tfilah of the Shliach Tzibur. As far as the Tfilah's Musaf of Kol Yachid V'Yachid, each Yachid only said 7 brachas. Just like any tefillas musaf. That is a shita of the Ramban and the Ritzkeis. The Rosh, on the other hand, argues. The Rosh holds that the Chiyah Malchus, Achenis, and Shefeis again is only a tefillas musaf like the Ramban. But the Rosh understands that the Chiyah Malchus, Achenis, and Shefeis is not only by the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur, but even by the tefillah of Kol Yochid V'Yochid, there is the chiyuv of Malchus, Echinus, and Shefeis. And as the Rosh goes on to say, if one would be mispalel Sheva, and not say Malchus, Echinus, and Shefeis, it would be considered a bracha of Atola, because he is missing the brachas of Malchus, Echinus, and Shefeis. That is the shita of the Rosh. So again, we have three shitas as far as the chiyuv of Malchus, Echinus, and Shefeis is concerned. The Balmor holds that one is mechuyev to say Malchus, Echinus, and Shefeis throughout all the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban and the Ritzkeis understand that the Chiyah Malchus, Lechinus, and Shefer, which is connected to Shefer, is only by the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur. The Rosh understands that the Chiyah Malchus, Lechinus, and Shefer applies not only to the tefillah of the Shulich Tzibur of Masef, but even to the tefillah of Kol Yachid V'Yachid as well. Now to explain, that the Baal Mar holds that there is a Chiyah of Malchus, Lechinus, and Shefer throughout all the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, well, chayyav, one has to understand, how does Balmar answer the raya of the Ramban, that the Ramban proves from the Gemara and the Daf Amud Aleph base, that Malchus, Echinus, and Shefer is connected to Shefer, like the Gemara says, uvameh b'shefer. So chayyav, from here one sees that there are two separate chiyuvim of Malchus, Echinus, and Shefer. There is one chiyuv, Malchus, Echinus, and Shefer, which applies throughout all the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. Which again, as the Baal Mor brings down from the Gemara in Brachas, that by all the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah there is a chiyuv to mispalel teisha brachas. And since there is a chiyuv to mispalel teisha brachas, for that reason, one is mechuyev to be masker, malchus, zechrinus, and shefres. On the other hand, by Musaf, there is a special chiyuv, malchus, zechrinus, and shefres, which is connected to tkiya shefer. And that is what the Gemara Daf Amud Aleph Beis means, uvameh b'shefer. Now let's start our Mishnah. In the Mishnah we find the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that one says the Malchus together with Kedushas Hashem, ve'einai tekeya, and one is not tekeya. Rabbi Akiva is chilek. Amar Rabbi Akiva, me'einai tekeya Malchus amuhu masker. Elo imer ave sugvure sugdushas Hashem ukeo malchias and kedushas hayoim v'tekeya. In other words, he says malchias together with kedushas hayoim, and he is tekeya for the malchias which was said together with kedushas hayoim. That is a shita of Rabbi Akiva. V'chayr from the Mishnah, it seems that there are two separate machleiksim. One machleikis is if one says malchias together with kedushas Hashem, which is a shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, or one says Malchus together with Kedushas Hayoim, which is a shita of Rabbi Akiva. And then there is a separate Machlekes. If one is Tekeya from Malchus, or not. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that one is not Tekeya from Malchus, and Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, holds that one is Tekeya from Malchus. And the question is, what does one Machlekes have to do with the other? And even more so, Rabbi Akiva asks on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Im einay tekeva malchias lama hu maskir. Hachaya, if that was the kasha of Rabbi Akiva, im einay tekeva malchias lama hu maskir, let Rabbi Akiva agree to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that one says malchias together with Kedushas Hashem, and let Rabbi Akiva just argue on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in one point, that instead of being tekeva by Kedushas Hayayim, instead, let him be tekeva by Kedushas Hashem. So to explain Pshat in our Mishnah, we find two basic Mahalchim. The Terebin explains that both Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva agree that there can't be any hefsek of another bracha between the first tkiyas and the other tkiyas, and the other two groups of tkiyas that he's going to be tekeya by Zechrinus and Shefres. And for that reason, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that the only time he can be tekeya is only by Kedushas Hayayim, in order that there should be no bracha being mafsik between the first tkiyas and the other tkiyas. On that, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that he says Malchus together with Kedushas Hashem, and he is not Tekeya. Rabbi Akiva asks, the main is Tekeya Malchus, I'm who masker. Rabbi Akiva cannot go and say that let him be Tekeya by the Malchus that he says together with Kedushas Hashem, because again, there'll be a hefsek of a bracha between the first kias and the kias of Zechrinus and Shefres. And for that reason, Rabbi Akiva has to go and say that instead of him saying Malchus together with Kedusha Hashem, but rather he has to say Malchus together with Kedusha Sayyim in order to enable him to be Tekeya LeMalchus. Because now, one no longer has a hefsek between the Tekeyas of Malchus and the Tekeyas of Zechrinus and Shefres. That is a pshat of the Turiyevin in our Mishnah. Her Mishnah Shmuel, in Kutrasei Abiyurim, in Rosh Hashanah Siman Tes, explains the Machlekes differently. He explains that the Machlekes between Rabbi Chanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Kiva is a fundamental Machlekes in how to understand the Chiyuv of Malchus. Do we understand that there is a special Chiyuv of a Bracha of Malchus, just like there is a Chiyuv of Zechrinus and Shefres, or do we say that there is no Chiyuv to make a separate Bracha of Malchus? And as Rav Moshe Shmuel explains, that itself is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri understands that there is no chiyuv to have a separate bracha of Malchus. That there is a chiyuv Malchus is only that there is a chiyuv to mekadesh the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by mentioning the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. But the bracha remains a bracha of Kedushas Hashem. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva argues, and Rabbi Akiva understands that there is a chiyuv to have a special bracha of Malchus. And for that reason, Rabbi Akiva understands that one does not say Malchus together with Kedushas Hashem, but rather there is a separate bracha of Malchus which is said together with Kedushas Hayoyim. And therefore, as Rabbi Shmuel goes on to say, both machleksim that we find between Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Akiva, first of all, when one says Malchus, does he say it together with Kedushas Hashem, like Rabbi Chanan ben Nuri, or he says it with Kedushas Hayoyim, like Rabbi Akiva? And also the other Machlokes, if one is Tekeya for Kedushas Hayoyim and not for Malchus, which is a Shita Rabbi Chanan ben Nuri, on the other, Rabbi Akiva argues and says that one is Tekeya for Malchus, are both dependent one on the other. Because again, the Machlokes is based on the fundamental understanding of the Chiyuv of Malchus. And since like Rabbi Chanan ben Nuri, there is no special chiyuv of a bracha of Malchus, the only chiyuv is to mention the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a melech as part and parcel of the bracha of Kedushas Hashem. For that reason, one is not tekeya by the Malchus of Kedushas Hashem. On the other hand, according to Bikiva, that understands that there is a special chiyuv of a bracha of Malchus, for that reason, he does not say it in the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, and for that reason he is tekeya for the Malchus, for the bracha of Malchus that is said together with Kedushas Hayim. That is how Moshe Shmuel explains the machlekes between Rabbi Chanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. Now let's go on to the Gemara. The Gemara explains that the Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Chanan ben Nuri, Amo Rabbi Akiva, meinet kil Malchus Amo Masker. The Gemara asks, Amo Masker, Hachmon Amar Itker. The Gemara explains, Elulama Eser Lematesha, the Hoyov Ishtani Ishtani. Now to explain that the Bikive Esna Rechem Anuri, Hoyov Ishtani Ishtani, we find that the Chassam Sefer in his Hagoyas explains the Gemara as follows. We find in the Gemara Vayter that the Gemara explains, Hani Asara Malchias Kenegan me, Omar Rabbi Levi Kenegan Asara Hiruvim Sha'omar Dava Basefer Tilim. Gemara asks, Hiruim Tuvavu. The Gemara answers, Hanach de Chsibu Haruah Baseik HaShefer. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Kneged Aseres HaDibrash Nemru Rogamesha B'Sinai. Like Rashi explains, that by Matan Torah, there was also a Tekiya HaShefer. The Gemara ends off by saying, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Kneged Aseres Ma'amor Shabahen Nivra Ha'ilam. Frek the Gemara, Lecher, there are only nine. Gemara answers, Bereshis Nami Maimurhu. Chassam Sefer goes on to say, that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Chanan ben Nuri, "Meinu tekeya l'malchus amu masker? Why is one masker 10? Kiva means to say as follows. Rabbi Akiva understands that there is a chiyuv of asara is either based on a blady's pshat, based on the asara hiluim shamadav b'sefer tilim alu b'seika shefer, or based on that the basis says keneged asara hadibrash nemru leumayshe b'sinai. which again, as Rashi explains, is also based on Tekiah Shofar. For that reason, if one is not Tekiah from Malchus, why should one say 10 Psukim? All he should say is 9, based on that the Rekiva understands that the world was created with Teisha Ma'amoris. That is the pshat of the Chassam Sefer. So again, according to the Chassam Sefer, it comes out that the Rekiva says, Amen, Tekiah Malchus, Amo Masker, means why is one Masker 10? He should only be Masker 9. The Miri, on the other hand, explains the Gemara, Lama Masker, why is he Masker 10? He can even Masker less than 10, 9, or 8. So from the Mi'iri, one sees that the Mi'iri understands the Gemara that Lama Humasker, not the Chassam Sefer, the Lama Humasker based on the drushes of a Blevi or a Beisif. But rather, Lama Humasker, there is no Chiyuv Haskara of Tem Sokim whatsoever. And the question is, just because Malchus when Nishtana from Zechinus and Shefres, as far as that there is no Tekiah Shofar, why is that a reason that there shouldn't be a Chiyuv of Askaras Asara Psokim? So according to the Pshat we said before from Rishon Shmuel, one can explain the Gemara as follows. The Bekiva means to ask like this. Omer Bekiva, meini Tekiah Malchus, if one is not Tekiah from Malchus. In other words, from there one sees that you understand that there is no Chiyuv of Malchus. There is no Chiyuv to have a separate Bracha of Malchus. The only Chiyuv of Malchus is to bring out the Kedushas Hashem with that one is saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. For that, it's not necessary to have 10 Psukim. Even less than 10 Psukim should be enough. That is Pshat Rabbi Akiva's Taina. Since it was Nishtane, by that there is no Tekiah Shofar, who adin that there shouldn't be a Chiyuv of Askara of 10 Psukim. Now let's go on to the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. The Mishnah says, Ein maskirin malchias uchrinis v'shefer shal peronis maschol b'teira u'mashvun b'novi v'isi imrim hishvun b'teira yatsa. Tosis asks, V'im teimer the b'chol duchta mashma the nevi adif miksuvim k'da omar kasa b'teira shoni b'nevi m'shosh miksuvim. Tosis answers, V'yishvoyim remshim d'kroi d'tehillim mishvay v'iyov kadmeu nevim. The Psukim of Tehillim, Mishlei Ve'iyuv, came before Nevi'im. Even though as far as Kedusha is concerned, Nevi'im are Adifi Miksuvim, still, Psukim of Tehillim, Mishlei Ve'iyuv come before, because they were Kadmu Nevi'im. That is the Teretz of Tesis. The Ran and the Baal Yitzer answer Tesis Kasha as follows. The Ran and Baal Yitzer say that even though Nevi are Adif Miksuvim, the reason why over here we say Ksuvim for Nevi'im is based on the rule of Malin Bakidesh V'loi Mayridin. And for that reason one can explain that there basically says that there is a Maila tend off with Torah, with the Pasuk from the Torah, is also based on the rule of Malin Bakidesh V'loi Mayridin. That is the Teretz of the Ran and the Baal Yitzer. The Ramban and the Ritva on the other end argue on the Anocha of Tesis and the Ran. And the Ramban and Ritva both say there is no Maila of Nevi'im over Ksuvim. And as Ritva goes on to say, that we say Ksuvim before Nevi'im is to show the Goydel Kedushas Ksuvim. To show that Ksuvim were also said Baruch HaKadosh. For that reason, they were Masakin to say Ksuvim before Nevi'im. That is the Pshat of the Ritva. The Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Mehilcha Shofar Halacha Ches, brings down our Mishnah as follows. Rambam says that the three psukim that he says in between the psukim atayra and psukim neviim are psukim misayfer tehillim. According to the Rambam, one can say that one says psukim tehillim before the shoisha min neviim is based on that we find in the Rekeach. That the Rekeach explains that we say Ksuvim before Nevi'im is only as far as Psukei Tehillim are concerned. As the Rekeach goes on to say that Tehillim in some respect is Doime Tetuya. And for that reason Tehillim comes before Nevi'im and it comes Muchim to Psukei Atayra. That is the Pshat of the Rekeach and Uchira that could be Pshat in the Rambam as well. Now let's go on to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Ha'ovir of Ne'ateva Biyantiv Shri Shoshana Hasheni Maskiya." The Gemara asks, "Ma'isha sheni maskia mishum the brave am hadras melech yachi hal nami name b'sheni mishum the brave am hadras melech." Elo ma'isha nahal the berishin mishum the zvizin makdimin lemitzvus. Tkiya nami never berishin mishum the zvizin makdimin lemitzvus. Ocherif Magamora, one clearly sees that if one has a choice between brave am hadras melech and the halacha of zvizin makdimin lemitzvus, we say that it is better to be zoriz umakdim lemitzvus than to mekayim the beroiv am hadras melech. And so we find in the Shari Tshuva, in Simon Reish Chav Tes of Katan Beis, brings Raya from our Gemara that Tzvizim Makdimin takes precedence over beroiv am hadras melech. From our Gemara, one can ask, on that we find in the Trumas Hadashin and Simon Amid Hei, that was asked the following Shaila. If someone sees the Lavana, the new Lavana, during the week, do we say that one should wait for Meitzoi Shabbos? The Mekadesh, the Lavana, Bevigdei Shabbos, is a hiddur in the mitzvah of Kiddush Havana, or do we say that he should say Kiddush Havana at the first possible opportunity? The Trumas Hadashin answers a shayla that if one can assume that he'll be able to Mekayim the mitzvah behiddur, meaning by wearing Bigdei Shabbos, Meitzoi Shabbos, then one should wait till Meitzoi Shabbos in order to Mekadesh the Havana, to Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Havana behiddur, and not to Mekadesh Havana at the first possible opportunity. Chayr from the Trumas Hadashin one sees, and if one is a shayla, if one should Mekayim the mitzvah behiddur, or to Mekayim the mitzvah at the first possible opportunity, we say that it's better for the person to Mekayim the mitzvah behiddur, even though he won't be being Mekayim the mitzvah at the first possible opportunity. Davis Kashiz Ochaya has that shtim with our Gemara, and our Gemara one sees that if one has a choice between Breivam Hadras Melech and Zvizim Akdimin, we see that Zvizim Akdimin takes precedence over Breivam Hadras Melech. Ochaya, one can answer Trumas Hadashin based on that that we find in the Shvos Yaakov Echelkal of Simon Lamadala that says the following Yesod. That we say, Zvizim Akdimin Lemitzvahs only applies to mitzvah that has a set time. Only then do we say Zvizim Akdimin Lemitzvahs that a person is mechuyev to do the mitzvah at the first possible opportunity. On the other hand, if one has a mitzvah that does not have a set time, then that one is mechuyev to do the mitzvah at the first possible opportunity is only based on an iser of shihuye mitzvah imashinon. The one is not allowed to ma'acher a mitzvah because he might come to mevatel the mitzvah. That is the yisoid of the Shvos Yaakov. According to Shvos Yaakov, one can answer the kasha that we asked in Shvos Hashem from our Gemara very simply, and say that our Gemara says that Zvizim Makdimin takes precedence over Breivam is only as far as the chiyuv of Zvizim Makdimin or mitzvahs is concerned. Because again, in our mitzvah, we are talking about a mitzvah that has a set time. And for that reason, there is a chiyuv of Zvizim Makdimin or mitzvahs. On the other hand, in the case of Trumas Hadashin, that there is no kviyas man, Kiddush Havana does not have a zman kavua, therefore there is no halacha of zvizin makdimin mitzvahs. All you have is an iser of shui mitzvah imashinon, because he might come to mevatel the mitzvah. And for that reason, the Trumas Hadashin says that in such a case, we say that if later on he'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah behidr, we say that one should wait to mekayim the mitzvah behidr. That is a chira, how one can answer the Trumas Hadashin. But if one looks at the Shari Tshuva and some interpretation in the Alephs of Katan Zion, the Shari Tshuva says the following Chiddush. The Shari Tshuva says, if let's say one has an Esrik Kosher, but he wants to wait for a more Mehudadika Esrik, do we say that he should Mekayim the Mitzvah at the first possible opportunity, or do we say that he should wait to Mekayim the Mitzvah with a more Mehudadika Esrik? The Shari Tshuva says that one should wait to Mekayim the Mitzvah with a more Mehudadika Esrik. And we do not say Zvizim Akdimin Lemitzvahs, he should Mekayim the Mitzvah at the first possible opportunity. The obvious kasha is, okay, what happened to our Gemara? In our Gemara we see that Zvizim Akdimin Lemitzvahs takes precedence over Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. So we find in the Sefer Yikach Mitzvah Siman Tassayin that brings down from Dayan Fisher the following teretz. There's a fundamental difference between an Esrig Mahudr than the Hiddur of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. The Faye Hiddur Mitzvah, for example, if one has an Esrig Mahudr, an Esrig Mahudr is a Hiddur in the actual mitzvah. On the other hand, Breivam Hadras Melech, there is no difference in the actual Maisa mitzvah if the mitzvah is done biyachid or the mitzvah is done b'ravim. As far as the actual Maisa mitzvah is concerned, the actual Maisa mitzvah is the same exact Maisa mitzvah. Just he has a maila of Breiv Am Hadras Melech. Therefore, Dayan Fisher goes on to say that that we find in our Gemara, that Tzrizim Maktimin takes precedence to Hidr, that's only the Hidr Breiv Am Hadras Melech. On the other hand, if one has a Hidr in the actual mitzvah, in the Etzem mitzvah, like for example in the Shari Tshuva's case of an Esrig Mahudr, then we say that Hidr mitzvah takes precedence to Tzrizim Maktimin mitzvahs. That is the teretz of Dayan Fisher. Now getting back to our Gemara, as far as we said that the Shari Tshuva and Siman Reish Chav Tes of Katan Beis proves from our Gemara that one sees in our Gemara that Tzrizim Maktimin of Mitzvahs takes precedence over Breiv Am, and for that reason the Shari Tshuva brings down from the Machzik Bracha that if one has an opportunity to Yavarech Berakas HaChama by Neitz, by himself, or he could wait for later and be Mavarech Breiv Am, we say that one should Yavarech Berakas HaChama the first possible opportunity, even though he's being Yavarech Berakas HaChama by himself, based on our Gemara. L'chura, one can be Deicha, the Raya, based on that we find in the Bir Halacha in Simen Tav Chavav, the following Chiddush. The Bir Halacha says that we say that by Kiddush Havana, one should wait to Mekadesh to Havana Breiv Am, and not be Mekadesh to Havana at the first possible opportunity of Yechidos, that is only if there are less than three people. But if there are three people, the Chayil Odom says that itself is a kiyum of Breiv Am, and then he should Mekadesh to Havana at the first possible opportunity and not wait for more people. From the Bir Halacha one sees that even though the more people one has, the better a kiyum of Breiv Am Hadras Melech, but still as long as there are three people, one has minimum of Breiv Am. That itself is a kiyum of Breiv Am. And therefore one can explain our Gemara very simply and say that even if one would have a Shiloh Zvizim HaKedimin and Breiv Am, it could be Breiv Am would take precedence. But over here one has Breiv Am even by the Rishon. Even by the Rishon, one had a minion. Just so happened to have more people by the Sheni. Who happened to have more people by Musaf. Such a Breiv Am does not take precedence to Zvizim HaKedimin, but rather we say that Zvizim HaKedimin takes precedence to such a Breiv Am. That is a chayra, how one can learn a Gemara according to the Bir Halacha. Now let's go on to the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mitakamar b'shas halo, mechlal the Bereish Hashana leka halo." Maitaima Amar Vo Amar Malach Yasharas Tanya Kadosh Baruch Hu Yibayner Shalom Neima Ein Yisrael Oymim Shiva Fanach Bereish Hashana Vayom Kippurim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu answers the Malachim. Amar Lam Efsher Malach Yeshva Kisa Din Vesevichayim Vesifem Mesim Psuchim Ofan of Yisrael Oymim Shiva. The Mefarshim asks the following shaila. We find in the Torah in Arachayim Siman Tov Kof Pei Aleph that Kval Yisrael or Loiv Shem Levanim Masat from Levanim Umegalchem Ziknam Machatchem Siparneim Va'ichem Vesheisim Asmeichem Rishana. Why are Kval Yisrael Besimcha Rish Hashana? The Torah goes on to say, "Uvisha Yoidim Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yasa Uham Neis." Uvichach Noyegem Asaper Uchabes Berav Rishana, because they know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will do for them a neis. And the question is, if they are Yoidim Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yasa Uham Neis, how does one understand the Gemara? For that reason, they do not say Shira, they do not say Halo. So we find that Rabbi Yashiv answers based on that we find in the Emek Bracha. On page Kof Chaf Dalet, the Emek Bracha brings down the following Chiddush from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said as follows: if a Novi would come and tell someone and tell Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for them an ace, or if someone will have a bitachin gomer in the Eibishter, that for sure a nes will happen, can you say shir right now before the nes actually took place, or not? Chaim said that one cannot say shir till the nes actually takes place. As Chaim explains the pasuk, "Vani v'chazdcha v'tachti, yogel libi v'shuasecha." Meaning David HaMelech was saying that even though I have bitachin gamar b'Yeshua Secha, I know for sure that a Yeshua will take place, still, that is not enough to say Shira. That is only enough for Yogel Libi b'Yeshua Secha. But the Shira LaHashem will only take place kigamal olai after the Yeshua takes place. After the Nes. Only then will I be Ashira LaHashem. That is a chiddush of Reb Chaim. Therefore, Reb Eliashiv goes on to say that so too as far as our Gemara is concerned, even though we find in the Torah that Klalis are betuchim she'as lam neis, but still one cannot say Shira till the neis actually takes place. As long as Sefer Chaim and Sefer Meisim Mesuchim Ofanav, there is no room for Shira. That is how Reb Eliashiv answers the kasha from the Torah. In other Teretz we find, based on that we find in the Netziv and Hemekdavar, in Vayikra, Kapitel Tassayin, Pasuk Chav Tes, the Netziv says the following Yisoid, that every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there is a tremendous Mulchama between the Sarei Uma Yisraelim and Klal Yisrael. Will Klal Yisrael have a Kiyom or not? As we know, Ein Mazel Yisrael, there is no such thing as a Mazel for Klal Yisrael. The Kiyom of Klal Yisrael is based on the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is dependent upon Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, and that is the interior between Goyim and Klal Yisrael. Every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there is a din between Goyim and Klal Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael deserve that special Hashkacha or not. And similarly, we find in the Chacham HaShoyman, or Chaim Siman Tov Kof Pei Aleph, that there is a din Torah between the Goyim and Klal Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael deserve a special Hashkacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not. And that is what the Torah means when the Torah says, Betuchim She'asu HaNeis. Not that each Yochid V'Yochid, every person is Batuach, that a nes will happen to him, and he'll live. The batuach she'asal nes is going as far as this din Torah between Goyim and Klal Yisrael that takes place every year. On that we're batuchim she'asal nes. And for that reason, one can explain our Gemara that the reason why we do not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah is because Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim psuchim ofanav. Batuchim she'asal nes has not changed the fact that Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim psuchim ofanav. There's another way with which one can answer the Kasha from the Torah in Siman Tov Kof Pei Aleph. Now getting back to our Gemara says, Omer lehem efshir melech yeshua kisei din v'sifichayim v'sifim esim b'suchim avon of Yisrael emirim shira. We find in the Turi Evan the following Kasha. The Turi Evan on after Zayin Amad Aleph asks, according to the Manda Omer that a person is nidin b'chol yayim, how can we ever say Hallel? Why is Rosh Hashanah different than any other yontif? We should never be able to say Hallel because we always have this far of Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim, Lefonav. We find in the Aruch Haner that the Aruch Haner says the following teretz, that even according to Mandamer, the Adam Nidain B'chol Yayim, that is only each Yachid V'Yachid is Nidain B'chol Yayim. But the din of the Tzibur, that there's a din on the Tzibur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dan the Tzibur and the whole entire world, that only takes place on Rosh Hashanah. And that is what our Gemara means by Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Psuchim Ofanav. That since there's a din on the Tzibur and Rosh Hashanah, for that reason we do not say Hallel. That is the Teretz of the Aruch Haner. The Terevin himself answers the Kasha as follows. That we say Adam Nidin Mechoyim is only as far as the Guf HaAdam himself is concerned. But as far as the Shar Tzrachav, as far as his other needs are concerned, that he's only Nidin on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore the Terevin goes on to say that since the din of Rosh Hashanah is Olim Tfei, for that reason one does not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah because the din of Rosh Hashanah is Olim Tfei from the din the rest of the year. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah says, Shofar Shoshanim Ravion Ovas Atchom Mefachin Ovas Hagav Oyelim Biyun Veriuchin Agav Behima Veshotan Apnei Amayim. V'chui. The Gemara asks, "My time." The Gemara explains, Shofar Asehu. V'yantif Asehu Lois Asehu V'ein Asehu Deiches Lois Asehu V'Asehu. The Terevin asks, so we find in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chav Dalet a machlekes, if Yontif is considered a Lois Asehu V'Asehu, or Yontif is only considered a Lois Asay. The Terevin asks, according to Mandamer, that holds that Yontif is only a Lois Asay, how does he understand our Mishnah? Why isn't shofar the mitzvah say of shofar doicha the loisasei avoisasei kol malacha? The Tri-Evan answer is based on that we find in the Ran. The Ran says that our Gemara says yontav asei loisasei is only ravcha demalsa. Really, it was not necessary for the Gemara to explain that yontav is asei loisasei, because even if yontav would only be a loisasei, still one would not be doicha the loisasei, based on that it is not be'idna. That we say Sedechoisasei is only if the Kiyum Mitzvah takes place at the same time with which one is being Zeiche the Loisasei. Over here, the Dechias Loisasei is taking place before the Kiyum Haasei. For example, he's being Chaytech the Shofar before the actual Kiyum Mitzvah Shofar is taking place. And since it is not be'idna for that reason, we will not say Asedechoisase. Tri-Evan goes on to ask that in the Shabbalei Halakat, which is brought down in the Magen Avraham and Siman Tov Memvav Sivkatan base, Shabbalei Halakat says the following Yesoid, that one needs be'idna. That we say that we only say Asedechoisase only if the Kiyum Haase is taking place at the same time as one is being Dechoisase, that is only a regular Haase. But there is such a thing called an asei hachomer, a chomerdik asei. And a chomerdik asei is deicha, a lois asei, even if it is not be'idna. And therefore the Shabbalei Halakha goes on to say that as far as our Mishnah is concerned, since the mitzvah of Shofar is considered an asei shal rabim, an asei shal rabim is considered a chomerdik asei. And since it is considered a chomerdik asei, therefore it could be deicha lois asei, even if it is not be'idna. And the only reason why it is not deicha is only based on that the yontif is asei v'lois asei. And again, the Tri-Evan's kasha shver, according to Mandamad, understands that yontif is the only lois asei. How does he understand our Mishnah? To answer the Tri-Evan's kasha, we find in the Netziv in Hemekdover, in Vayikra, Kapitel Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Talad, that says the following teretz. That we find in Machlokes, in the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Chav Talad. If Yontif is only a lois asei, or is Yontif considered a lois asei v'asei, that is only Sha'ar Yamim Tevim. But as far as Rosh Hashanah itself is concerned, everyone agrees the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah is a lois asei v'asei. As the Netziv says, because Rosh Hashanah we find the special Pasuk of Yiyah Lachem Shabbosin. That by Rosh Hashanah, the Pasuk of Yilachem Shabbosin is coming to tell me that there is a special mitzvah saseh to be shevis memalacha. And therefore, by Rosh Hashanah, everyone agrees the yontif of Rosh Hashanah is always saseh vaseh. And for that reason, our Gemara says that by yontif we say, Ein aseh doicha lois aseh vaseh. That is the teretz of the Netziv. But if one looks at the Aruch HaNer, we find that Aruch HaNer is matmiya on the whole kasha of the Tri-Evan, which is really kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason why we don't say asei deichalois asei is based on the fact that ein asei deichalois asei vasei. The Aruch HaNer says that even if one would say that asei is deichalois asei vasei, and even if one would not need be'inna, like the Shabbat Yalakat says, that since this asei is so chomer, based on the fact that this is asei de tzibur, therefore, the asei will be deicha lois asei, even if it's not be'inna. But over here, the avera that he's doing has absolutely nothing to do with the mitzvah. Has absolutely nothing to do with the kiyum mitzvah. The lois asei that he's doing, the avera that he's doing, is only in order to prepare himself for the mitzvah. It's only in order to machshir the mitzvah. And machshirei mitzvah are not deicha. And for that reason, the Aruch HaNer says that our Gemara says, Ein asei deicha lois asei v'asei, is only as Rishonim say, Ravcha de Milsa, is not because one needs be'inna. Even if one would not need be'inna, still our Gemara is only Ravcha de Milsa based on the fact that the avera that he's doing over here is only in order to prepare the shofar to be mekayim with the shofar, the mitzvah. But the lois asei has absolutely nothing to do with the mitzvah. The avera that he's doing has absolutely nothing to do with that actual kiyum mitzvah. And for that reason, one is not allowed to be over in avera to prepare the shofar for the mitzvah. Now getting back to the Mishnah says shofar shoshone mefachin avasagal. Now to explain that mefachin avasagal, we find the machlokes harishonim. Rashi explains but the Ramaschal, the Rabbonin Amrit Loi, that the Isra Bikuach Hagal is an Isra Drabbonin, based on the Isra of Mukta. Shabbat Halakhah on the other end brings down Meshem Beinu Tam that it says Eimim Fachan Ovis Hagal is not referring to the Isra of Mukta. That our Mishnah says Eimim Fachan Ovis Hagal is referring to an Isra Dariyaisa that one needs an actual Mara Vachatina, one needs to actually be Chayfer in order to reach the Shayfer. In other words, that our Mishnah says Eimim Fachan Ovis Hagal is referring to an Isra Dariyaisa, not an Isra Drabbanan of Tiltul Mukta. So Chayfer comes out a tremendous Machoikis Arishainim. If one has an Isser Muktzah, do we say that even as far as Isser Muktzah is concerned, that Midu Chachamim Debrayim, and Rabbanan said that one is not allowed to be even Isser Muktzah, B'makam HaMitzvah Saseh De'Reisa, or do we say that Loya Midu Chachamim Debrayim, and one is allowed to be over Isser Muktzah in order to Mekayim HaMitzvah De'Reisa? Now to understand, that like Rashi, if there is an Isser Muktzah, one is not allowed to be Eivir Nesher Mukta, even with Tzayach Kiyah Mitzvah Shefer, v'chayu we find that the Yerushalmi argues, Tzayisus and Be'adav Chesman Aleph, brings down that the Yerushalmi says the following halacha: if one went and shechted a behema on Yontif, one is even allowed to metaltal Mukta in order to mekayim the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam. One sees from here that we do not say that Chamor Maimi the Isser Mokta B'mokam Mitzvah Dereisa. Well, one can answer the Kasha on Rashi from the Yerushalmi based on that we said before B'Shem D'Archoner, that we hear that Vera that he's doing has absolutely nothing to do with the Kiyama Mitzvah. All it is Machshirei Mitzvah. And for that reason, we say the Midu Chachamim Devreim even B'mokam Mitzvah Dereisa, even in Isser Mokta. On the other hand, in the Yerushalmi's case, by the Isser of Kisei Adam is concerned, over there, with the Tiltul HaMukta, he's actually being Mekayim a mitzvah. And for that reason, we say that Lo Yimidu Chachamim Devreim of Isser Mukta, the Mokim, the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. That is a chira, how one can answer Rashi from that we find in the Yerushalmi. But getting back to Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam understands that Ein Mefakhin of Sagal is only because our Mishnah is referring to an Isra Dereisa, but had it been an Isra Mukta, then we would say, Lo Yamidu Chacham Devarim B'mokam Dereisa. One has to understand what is the difference between the Isra Mukta and the other Isuri Drabbanan that are mentioned in our Mishnah. So, Chayyah, one can explain that the Meir Tam holds that there is a difference between the Isra Mukta and the other Isuri Drabbanan mentioned in our Mishnah based on that we find in the Ritva B'Shem Ramban. And the Makor is the Ramban in Parashas Emor, Kapitel Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalet, that the Ramban says the following Yisoid, that in the Pasuk of Yilachem Shabbosein, from this Pasuk we were now Shenitztavino min Atzera Liya Yisvanu Menucha Beyontif Afilu Medvarm She'enon Melacha. Beyontif and Shabbos be a day of Shvisa u'menucha, not a day of Tircha. And therefore, the Ritva goes on to say that we find in our Mishnah, that Hamidu Chachamim Devrehem is based on that the Yisoid of Isurei Shvus, the Makar, is an Isser Dereisa. Be Yisoide, it's an Isser Dereisa. And for that reason, Hamidu Chachamim Devrehem, B'makim, a mitzvah saseh. But that is only an Isser, which the Yisoid HaIsser is Shvus. That the Yisoid HaIsser is in order that the day should be a day of Shvisa or Menucha. On the other hand, Tiltul Mukta, which is a Gezeira Atu Haitza, like the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet, that has absolutely nothing to do with Shvus, with the Chi of Shvisa, with the Chi of to be Shavis on Shabbos. And for that reason, we do not say Hamidu Chachamim Devreim B'mokim a Mitzvah Dereisa.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.